Welcome to Lessons from Leaders, Conversations with Direct Sales Experts. I'm Beth Jones Shaw, founder and president of Spirit of Success Incorporated. Our goal at Spirit of Success is to provide you with fresh, relevant topics and training to support your direct sales career. Today, I am thrilled to have three top direct sales leaders with me to share their experiences and lessons learned on our topic for today, Fill Your Fall with Bookings. As we are heading into the fall selling season, we know this topic is the focus of attention for every conscientious direct seller. You know, on average, more than half of a direct seller's annual paycheck will be made during the months of September through December. So the sense of urgency is certainly in the air for direct sellers to fill their calendars with bookings during this time of year. And the good news, generally more receptive to booking this time of year because Christmas shopping begins earlier and earlier, and it seems everyone wants to get a head start. So our topic today is indeed a timely one. That's why I am so excited that you are listening in to our conversation today, because the three leaders you will hear from will be sharing their advice based on their years of personal, real-life, boots-on-the-ground experience with getting shows booked to fill their fall calendars. So be prepared to take notes as you listen, and then take action on all that you will learn. Well, let me get started by introducing you to our three direct sales experts. First, let me introduce you to Jenny Cassidy. Jenny is a senior national sales director with Lemongrass Spa. Jenny has been with Lemongrass Spa for 6.5 years. She leads a team of 25 consultants. Jenny's many accomplishments include being recognized with the Lemongrass Lady of the Year Award in 2013, as well as top 12 in sales in 2012, and she earned the Director's Choice Rising Star Award in 2011. Jenny lives near Denver, Colorado, with her sweet husband, Paul, of 18 years, and their very busy 3-year-old son, Colton, along with their furry child, Bella. 4-legged one, I think. Welcome, Jenny, to our conversation.
Thank you, Beth.
Our next direct sales expert is Teresa Brown. Teresa is a national executive director with the Pampered Chef. Teresa has been with the Pampered Chef for 21 years. Teresa has held over 2,200 cooking shows in her career and has accumulated $1.3 million in career sales. She has personally recruited 288 consultants during her career. Teresa has achieved top performance cluster in multiple categories annually. She was the first consultant in the history of Pampered Chef to achieve TPC in all 5 categories, and she went on to repeat this achievement 3 more times. Teresa holds the highest level of leadership at the Pampered Chef as a national executive director. Teresa also has been a Legacy Award winner and a Hospitality Award winner. Teresa lives just outside Omaha, Nebraska, with her sweet husband, Terry, and she has 4 grown stepchildren, and they are ever hopeful for grandchildren someday. So, Teresa, thanks so much, and welcome to our conversation.
I'm excited to be here, Beth.
Thanks, Teresa. And our third direct sales expert is Kathy Glace. Kathy is a team leader with Leah Sophia Jewelry. Kathy has been with Leah Sophia for 8 years. She has 300 active team members, producing over $2.6 million in annual sales. Kathy has been recognized as a top leader in team recruiting, averaging over 80 new team members annually. Kathy has also been recognized for her success by being honored as a speaker at conference. Kathy lives near Baltimore, Maryland. She's married to her sweet husband for 22 years, and they have 2 children, a senior in high school this year and a middle schooler, along with their family of pets that are loved and cared for greatly. So, Kathy, thanks so much, and welcome to our conversation.
Thank you, Beth. It's great to be here.
Well, as our listeners can tell, our direct sales experts have a wealth of experience in the direct sales profession, particularly in obtaining bookings for home shows, and they are eager to share their experiences and lessons learned with you. Now, as always on these Conversations podcasts, The ideas you will hear today will be generic in nature, so please be sure you check with your individual company's policies and procedures prior to implementing anything you hear in our conversation today to be certain that you are in compliance with your company's policies. So, to kick off our conversation today on how to fill your fall with bookings, let's first go to Jenny Cassidy. Now, Jenny, you are with a relatively young company with Lemongrass Spa, so you have a bit of extra legwork to do in educating people about your product and then about the Hostess program in order to get bookings. So what are some lessons, Jenny, that you've learned over the years that have helped you to fill your calendar?
Well, I think one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is that I can remember a few years back looking at a very blank calendar and wondering how in the world am I going to fill this so that I am participating in the number of events and parties that I want to participate in so that I could rise to different levels of leadership within Lemongrass and meet some of our financial goals. So looking at that blank calendar, I started to make a list of about 6 or 7 women that I thought would be instrumental in helping me not only to get out of my little small area where I live. I live in a larger metropolitan area, but you tend to stay kind of in one little spot. Mm-hmm. So I intentionally talked to people that were on opposite ends of the city. I talked to family members that lived a couple hours away in the mountains and just put out some feelers, first of all, to find out if that would be something that they would be interested in partnering with me so that I could bring Lemongrass to them and their communities. So one of those in particular was my stepmom, and she lives in a not real rural, but you know, in the mountains, there isn't a whole lot of shopping facilities close by. So I thought that it might be real beneficial to bring skincare to them because they don't have access to that readily like I would shopping at the local mall. Talked to my stepmom, and kind of reluctantly she said, sure, I will invite a couple people over, but I will help you do this. So she did, and we had a great party. And as I was sending off a packet of information for a catalog show just this morning, I realized that that party from a few years back has now generated 14 parties that have closed. I have another one that's in the works as we speak. Hundreds of new customers, lots of loyalty to not only me but to my company, as well as just some great friendships that I've generated from that.
Wow, that's
great. So that was one of my biggest lessons of the last couple of years, is just really being intentional with who you ask and then really explain to them why it is you're asking for their help. If I were just to have said, hey, do you want to host a party for me? That doesn't get quite the response that I would really like to be able to share this with your friends, because these are the goals that I am trying to reach. And as women, we tend to want to be very supportive of one another and be of service. So that really spoke to them. Mm. And then the other thing that I think is crucial, once you've been intentional and you've taken that time to get those specific parties in place, the customer care and follow-up is absolutely essential. So I, after these shows started coming in, I would take each of my shows that I could print off of my computer, and I would specifically make a point of Saturday mornings. I'd take from like 10 a.m. to 10:30, and I'd sit on the back patio where it was quiet and I could walk around, and I'd just start making phone calls. I could probably get 15 phone calls in less than 15, 20 minutes, but just, hey, it's Jenny. I just wanted to follow up, see how you're doing, wanted to make sure that you are in love with your product. You have any questions, you have anything that I can help answer, just really letting them know that I wasn't just there for that one party, but I'm really there to help them along the way.
Woman after my own heart.
Huh?
Woman after my own heart, you know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have found that that customer care piece has really been the turning point in my sales and in the repeat customers and repeat sales. So that's been huge.
Yeah.
The latest thing that I have had a new heart for is that of fundraising and choosing things that speak not only to me, but to those close to me. So take, for instance, this last year I had two friends that were diagnosed with cancer. I also had a dear friend of mine whose nephew was diagnosed with cancer. And you just can't help but want to jump in and be of help in any way possible. And so for me, being with a skincare company that specializes in natural products, that just seems to go hand in hand with somebody who's fighting an illness. A lot of our products have been wonderful in caring for skin of cancer people. But beyond that, being able to provide a vehicle where we could raise funds to help offset some of the expenses of those treatments has been something that I really have wanted to be able to do. So whether it's been partnering up with another friend in the direct sales business and the two of us putting on an event where we pool our resources and our group of contacts with one another so that we can bring in extra funds for these friends and family members, or whether it be providing the hostess benefits of supplying and giving these people creams and balms and butters that might directly benefit them directly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really fun to be able to use my business in a way that's of service to others. And it's amazing how you can find different avenues to do that. One of the most recent ones I did was for a dear friend of ours who's was getting ready to head out onto the mission field, and didn't have quite the resources that I wanted to put together a large gift for a silent auction. But because my particular business is very much service oriented in providing treatments for feet and hands, I opted to put together basically people were bidding on me coming in and treating them to a spa treatment. So while it was no cost to me up front, I was able to raise funds for my friends and now get to go be with a completely new group of people that I have never met and introduce our company to them as well.
Boy, that is great. And I can see that that fundraising part is a key element in your booking calendar and scheduling to make sure that you have that opportunity to introduce your product, to let your product be of service, because everybody has a product that really will serve if you think about it, and then to
right.
be able to help others as well as help yourself in your business also. And Jenny, I loved how you started us off by remembering, be intentional about getting your calendar filled. You know, you made a list of people to ask, and you asked them and told them you wanted their help in opening up an area or providing, you know, your service and your product to others. And no matter what, again, what we sell, that's an opportunity that we have to be very specific about that. Jenny, when you're at a party, what are one or two of your favorite ways to talk about the hostess program to the customers who are there in order to get bookings from bookings, I guess I would say? What are some things you do?
Well, I like to be crafty, and I love to have signs at my parties. I love to have, plant little seeds with my signs, whether it be host a girls' night out or look at what hosting a party can benefit you in terms of free product. But the next piece of that I'm kind of starting to hone in on is understanding who's going to be at my parties so that my signs can be very specific and targeted to the right people. So if I were to go into, for me, a girls' night out is priceless, because when you're a mother of a toddler, any time that you find for yourself, whether it be a shower or getting out with other people, is pretty priceless. Mm-hmm. So I would really gear my signs for a girls' night out. But then the other thing, too, is because our products, we have three different types of parties that we can do. I really like the aspect of being able to not only rebook my hostess, but offer her guests a totally different party format. So if, say like I'm at a show and we've just done foot silks and hand makeovers, I will only bring product that is specific to that type of a party. But I will highlight that, yes, we do carry an amazing skincare line for our faces as well as a cosmetic line. So that it will entice people to say, hey, I'd really like to see more of that. Let's go ahead and do something like that.
That is very wise. Yeah, you don't have to take everything. Customize it. So that you, you know, you mentioned how you customize with your particular product, but really anybody, no matter what they're selling, think about how you don't have to take everything, but that you kind of customize a certain show on a certain night, but let the guests know that you can do another type of show or bring another part of your product line to their show when they book it. So I can see why that would be an encouragement to get multiple bookings at every show.
Yes, very much so.
So, well, Jenny, thank you so much for sharing your lessons learned with us on how to keep your fall calendar filled, how to get it filled, and then how to keep it going. Great ideas, Jenny. Thank you so much for sharing that. Next, let's talk to Teresa Brown. And Teresa, you have held more than 2,200 kitchen shows with your Pampered Chef business over your 21-year career, and you've seen 21 fall seasons come and go. So what are the lessons that you've learned, Teresa, for keeping your calendar full?
Well, I love everything that Jenny shared there. Probably what she said that really caught my ear is that being intentional thing. And so when you're going into fall, I think you need to look at your calendar for the next 3-4 months and figure out exactly when you can work and what days are open for you, and know when you're available, so that when that opportunity arises, when you're out and about, you're not thinking, well, I got to go home and look at my calendar. You know when your next, you know, 8 open dates are. So being ready for that. People are really time starved right now, and there's so many opportunities to fill your time. And a home party is almost always the last thing that they're thinking about. Even when they walk into the door of your party, most of them are thinking, I'm not going to have a party. So they are, you know, they're just kind of thinking, oh, she's going to ask me to have a party. Mm-hmm. But no matter what you sell, people are there because they're interested in your product, most likely. Nowadays, I don't think people really go to home parties if they don't really want to go to a home party. So back when my mom was, you know, my age, people went because they went for their friend. But now people are really busy. And so I really believe, as far as continuing to get bookings, and most of what I'm going to talk about is things I do at my shows. It will work equally well out and about, the same kind of words. And I'm going to try and give you some actual words. But people are so busy that they need to find value in what it is that you're doing. If they're at the end of the party, if they are saying, wow, that was fun, wow, I learned something, wow, I'm really glad I came, those are the building blocks of getting bookings from the people that are at your shows. She mentioned themes. That's always a great idea, is to kind of put a spin on the party, girls' night out. We do wine and dine, death by chocolate, you know, because we're all about the food. We can really customize the show anyway. So we throw lots of those ideas out, because you don't know who's in the room that's going to go, oh, that would be great. I want to do, you know, a happy hour party. Mm-hmm. And giving them lots of options of the different kinds of parties that they can do. And when you put a theme on it, it tends to take the, I don't want to have a party just so people will come over and spend money so I can get free stuff. It sort of takes that away and makes it more of a theme about what we're going to do for the evening. It puts it more into an event. And, of course, with fall coming, it is the time that people are starting to shop more for themselves and for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in September, end of August, it's not too late to do a show in August. I'm not sure when people are going to be listening to this, but definitely, you know, throughout September, kids are back to school. Moms just had probably the whole summer with the kids. Even if they were working full-time moms, they're walking in the door and they're trying to spend time with their kids. Awesome opportunity to be able to say, hey, you've been given to everybody all summer. Let's get your girlfriends together. Let's mm-hmm. have a girls' night out party, mm-hmm. something like that. I think words are really important. I never say, do you want to book a party? Mm-hmm. I never say, do you want to have a show for me? It's all about, hey, let's get your friends together. Hey, let me come over and spoil you for about an hour. Hey, don't you think your friends would find value in learning something like this? So I think the words are really important to not just do the, do you want to have a party? I think it's also important to sort of brag those objections. At my shows, we do a booking commercial where I teach my team, you need 2 or 3 minutes where you talk specifically about your host program. And ours is so fat that there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So people will use a binder or whatever just to kind of go through all of the different benefits of hosting a show. People will, you'll get 50% more bookings if people really understand what they're getting. And if mm-hmm. you just say free stuff or you just say a discount or people, they're not really keying in on that. So we are really specific about what they get. You know, my average host gets at least $115 worth of free product, anything you want. Look at your order form. Do you have over $100 worth of stuff on there now? Let me come and get it for you free. We're going to teach your friends a new recipe. And then I try and bring it back to what's in it for all of, you know, mm-hmm. not just the host, but for all of the friends. The biggest objection everybody's going to hear right now is, oh, I'm so busy. One of the things I love to say is, you know, everybody's busy right now, and that's exactly why you should have a party. Nobody ever takes time to get together with their friends and their family, unless it's like Christmas or Thanksgiving. Nobody takes the time to get together with friends. Let's get your friends together. It'll take about an hour. They're going to have a blast, and I'm going to get you a lot of free products. So people that are really busy, you just need to bring that out during your booking talk. Hey, if you're one of those really busy people, you really ought to think about having a show. It's the last thing they're thinking you're going to say. You know?
Exactly.
You know, if you're really busy, I can help you get a dinner on the table in 27 minutes. You just got to, I bet your friends would love to learn how to do that. Or I've got so many recipes that your kids are not going to be turning their nose up at. You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So kind of appealing to what they really need. And then one other thing is you when you're taking their order, that moment needs to be all about them. I say, you didn't come to this party to stand in line. So when you're ready to do your order, come on over. I just want to take a few minutes and make sure you're getting exactly what you mean to be getting, because so often you look in the book, you write down the wrong number, that kind of thing. So just put your order on the table, and if there's somebody in front of you, and I'll call you over when I'm ready to do your order. That's going to give you time to actually talk to them. Mm-hmm. And you have to ask everybody. And again, it's not, did you want to have a party? Did you want to have a party? Did you want to have a party? Because then you feel uncomfortable and they feel uncomfortable. And that's where you can pull out a bunch of different things. You know, the whole, hey, did you have fun tonight? You know, hey, you think you got some friends that might enjoy getting together and learning a new recipe? Or I mean, there's so many different ways you can say it. The last thing, again, is the dreaded, well, I'm thinking about it, but I got to look at my calendar. Okay, that's your booking walking out the door right there. Mm-hmm. So although you cannot, I can't say this enough, you cannot be desperate and pushy to get them on your calendar, because they will go ahead and pick a date, but then they're going to turn around and not hold it. So I kind of do the throw it out and pull it back and throw it out and pull it back kind of method. So if she says, well, I'm kind of thinking about it, I'm going to say, well, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that you want to do something this month or next month? Well, I don't know. I have to look at my calendar. I totally understand. You know, everybody's busy. Tell you what I'm going to do. Let me ask you a couple questions just to kind of narrow it down, and then you can go home and check. When you're thinking about your party, are you thinking about a weeknight or are you thinking about a weekend? And she says, a weeknight. And I say, well, generally I do Tuesdays and Thursdays. Which one of those would work better for you? Oh, Thursdays are pretty good. Tell you what, let me write down these Thursdays that I've got, the next 3 or 4 Thursdays that I've got open. And you can go home and check. Gosh, you're only about the third person up here ordering. So if you want to, I don't know if you can do this or not, but if you want to call home and have them check your calendar or that kind of thing, you can let me know tonight. I can get you on there. But if you need to go home, that's fine. And I say, oh, by the way, is it okay if I check with you tomorrow real quick just to see which ones, you know, what you might be thinking? And I can let you know if any of the dates that I just gave you were taken. Probably a couple of those dates are going to disappear tonight. But give me your first and second choice. You know, check at least two dates, because that way you're going to probably get at least one of them. And at that point, she almost always says, you know what, just go ahead and give me the 23rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, and again, I'm not saying this is what you don't want to say. Oh, well, you know what, we can just pencil it in. We'll just pencil it in. If it doesn't work, we can always change it. Mm-hmm. Then they're kind of backpedaling and going, oh, stop. You know,
yeah.
that's too much, you know. So just kind of throw it out there, yeah, that's fine, call me later, or I'll check with you. But then, you know, build a little sense of urgency. But if you narrow it down, instead of just saying, okay, when do you want to do it, it's too much for them. They really don't know. So just kind of narrow it down. But those are a few of the things that I pretty much do consistently to always get the bookings at my shows.
Yes, and you are so right about helping them to make that decision and narrow it down, you know, so that they can think, because they go home, they take a look at that 31 dates or whatever it is, and they just can't think and make a decision. So it's easier for them to check one or two dates than it is to check 30 dates. So very wise, and I love the wording that you used and that you helped us with. And I also love that, you know, take the objection and use it for the purpose, you know, that you're the one who says everybody's so busy now, and that's exactly why now is a great time to book your show, because nobody is taking time for themselves. Using the objection as the reason, you know, just turning that around. Every person listening here is thinking about, I never thought of it that way. And so if everybody will take and just turn that objection around and say, that's exactly why, no matter what the product is, that's exactly why you need to get your friends together, because everybody says that they're so busy or whatever it is. So, boy, some great tips for us, Teresa. Thank you so much for your advice. It is
you're
so
welcome.
Encouraging, and it's so helpful for everybody to hear these exact words that you're sharing, and also the perspective that they see it in a new light. So thanks so much for sharing that, Teresa. So appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now let's talk with Kathy Glace. And Kathy, you have been booking jewelry parties with your Leah Sophia business for over 8 years. Plus, I know you coach a pretty good-sized team on how to keep their calendars filled as well. So, Kathy, what are some lessons learned that you can share with our listeners that will help them keep their calendars filled as well?
Well, you know, Beth, I have been doing this a long time, and along with a lot of success, boy, there's a lot of failure when you're in a business like this. However, you learn so much, and if you learn fast, it's a really, really great way to do business. My lessons learned, I try to work with a new advisor and give them a sheet. It's 10 tips. Those 10 tips are like 10 of my failures that I figured out so that they wouldn't have to do it and fail first. They could just go and be successful. The great news is that we all have to figure out what works for us. So I've watched the progression with different team members. Some will, some won't. We see how it goes, and we tend to find that in many, many cases, a seasoned leader kind of knows which direction you want to go. So with that, I just wanted to share just a few tips for someone who may be new in the business, or maybe someone who's even jump-starting after taking the summer off. I know some of us do that. It's time to tell everyone that you're in business, and I mean everyone. And we can say it until we're blue in the face, but we always seem to find that some people were left out, either intentionally or not intentionally, but people are forgotten when a new business is started or a business is being jump-started. I try to make this a very important important rule for a new advisor, and that's simply because when you let everyone know that you're in business, you are creating contacts that are not just future hostesses, but also people that may want to be in business themselves, perhaps somebody that would be a perfect referral, perhaps somebody that's just going to be a fabulous customer that's going to stay with you for many, many years. So what we're gathering is a ongoing list, and the bigger the list, the better, we all know, when we're in sales, that we can now go to and we can service to keep growing and growing our new or our existing business. And this is something we're going to keep doing because we always meet new people. Also, what I love to push with my team and also myself is to make sure that every day I'm advertising. Now, it is pretty easy when you're in the jewelry business to advertise because we are walking, talking advertisements. So I like to stress, if you are going out and you're wearing your jewelry, you better make sure you're looking good. Look your best, girl, because you want to make sure people will look at you. They're going to see you. Girls love jewelry. We love things that sparkle and shine, and you want to draw that attention to you. So you need to be ready, not just by wearing your product, but also having the materials that you need. And every direct seller needs to make sure that in your purse, your back pocket, whatever you have, diaper bag is a big bag to put stuff in. Make sure you got diapers too. Make sure that you have the materials you need so that you can share information with a new contact. But even better, you want to make sure you're getting their information back. So I'll always say something like, hey, it's great to meet you. You know, I'd really like to chat more about this with you at another time. How about we swap information? Are you comfortable with that? Usually by then, when you're asking that question, you've got their trust, per se. And they'll readily give you information. So I swap a little bit, and then at that point, I'll even take it a step further and try and set an appointment perhaps for the next day and say, you know, great, this is terrific. Are you available tomorrow afternoon? And we can chat by phone. That is a terrific way to meet some people when you're out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Something else is to mark and carry your calendar or know your next couple of available dates so that you can make those available. It's the look of or the actual knowing of what you have available takes all those questions away. If you need to go check a calendar so that you can get her to check a calendar, it takes some of the excitement away and also takes a little bit of the urgency away as well. Something else that we don't want to neglect this time of year is team training. I can never stress it enough that you need to be participating with your team. You need to be sharing your successes and learning from others when maybe you're not being as successful. But with intention, which everyone on this call has said today, and our whole business is about being intentional, with intention, you can learn to do the activities necessary to build your business to whatever size you want your business to be. Something else that I've noticed is many times when people are starting or jump-starting a business is that they tend to rely a little too much on friends and family. We don't want to get to the point where we know this is happening because they now all avoid us. What we want to do is make sure that we, of course, service our friends and family, but they need to be looked at as though they're another customer. Very important people, but not you wouldn't expect another customer to buy from you every other week, and we certainly shouldn't expect our family and friends to support our income. What we want to do is make sure that we spoil them with our programs, make sure that they're treated exactly like other customers. And one thing I always say is, if my mother wants a discount, she better be booking a show. And, of course, everyone laughs. But it is so true. Of course, my mother does get jewelry for her birthday and other holidays. She's not neglected by me. But not compromising our programs, I believe, is one of the key elements to a growing, strong, honest business, one that you can be proud of. And you don't have to keep all that mental notes on who am I giving my discount away to. I just don't think that should be part of what our direct sales business is about. And finally, for a new or a jump-starting advisor, I think that really a strong belief in what you do, the product that you're offering, the programs that you have, that company that you have dedicated so much of your time and effort to, that you believe in it, that you honor it, and that you treat each and every person that you meet as you would want to be treated as well, and be enthusiastic each and every day. I always say, just keep on, keep it on, and you'll be successful.
Love that. Absolutely. I love, Kathy, when you customers, obviously, but you know, not to give away your business just because they're family and friends, because what in the world are we in business for? And I appreciate that. Reminding them to carry their calendars with them and know those dates. Teresa said the same thing, too. Know your next several available dates. Kathy, when you're at a show, can you just pick out one or two things real quick to tell our listeners? You know, what are some things that you say or do at a show that helps encourage the guests to book?
Sure. One thing that I like to do at a show is to make sure that I am always creating urgency by sharing a limited time only special, a hot date, if that is that something that the terminology that you like to use, just an incentive that is going to encourage our potential hostesses to book now.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that they know, you know, I've got two fabulous gifts here available, and if you choose a date within 2 weeks, and I have two dates, a Tuesday and a Thursday, because those are dates I usually like to work too, Tuesday and Thursday, pick yours, and if you're first to pick it, that's going to be your date and your prize. Generally, you'll find that the more competitive girls in the room will tend to fight over the items that you have available for them with these with these hot date specials. Something that I learned also from my upline, which I just thought was genius, was that asking your hostess ahead of time, who are your party girls? Who are going to be the girls that are going to book today?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why that hit me like a bolt of lightning, I don't know, but the day she taught me was the day I decided, I'll see if that works. And it's amazing because your hostess knows who the party girls are. It takes a little bit of the guesswork out, and then you can surprise her with the other ones that, that you've actually booked that she didn't think were going to book that evening. So you get a high percentage that way when you ask the question. It's amazing. You ask, you get, and that's a great question. Just ahead of time, it can be in a hostess coaching call, or it can be, this is usually when I do it, while I'm setting up and she's finishing with her refreshments and, you know, you're chit-chatting and I'm dropping some recruiting seeds and all types of, you know, chit-chat going back and forth, and I'll just say, hey, who are your party girls that are coming here tonight? And she'll give me a name or two, and that's a good place to start with the booking seeds.
Mm.
Something else that I like to do is to really focus in on customer care, and I do that at my shows. I'll say something like, you know, it's great to be here tonight. You know, who am I meeting for the first time? Usually there's someone there, but there's also usually people there that have come back. And I like to stress to the group, you know, there's a reason why the girls come back. It's not just to get this great jewelry, but it's to come back to spend and experience this party here together tonight, but also they're my customers and they know that I'm taking great care of them. So they're back because they love what I have to offer. And I like to make sure people understand that I'm not a love them and leave them type of advisor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to create a relationship with you so that you feel you can give me a call. You are going to hear from me. I am going to invite you to an event that I may have in the area, and I am here to do more than just get a sale from you tonight. And I know that my customers, my hostesses, they all really appreciate that, and I have made many, many friends from hostesses and customers. So that's a really good indicator that really giving that customer service is so important in relationship building.
Absolutely, Kathy. I appreciate that. And that's what keeps your calendar full, is because that great customer service, they want to do business with you as a customer and as a hostess, and they'll refer others to you. Thanks for being specific about those tips also that you shared, you know, getting bookings when you're at a show and what to say. I know that the ideas that have been shared by all three of our experts today have been so helpful and so valuable to our listeners. So big thanks to Jenny Cassidy and Teresa Brown and Kathy Glace, guys, for your generosity and sharing your experiences so that others can fill their calendars and really thrive in their businesses this fall. And, you know, I want to encourage you, our listeners, to design an action plan of 3 or 4 steps to take even yet today to get started on filling your fall calendar. I want you to identify 3 or 4 steps that you'll take based upon what you heard here today. And you heard a wealth of information. So go through your notes and pick out 3 or 4 things that you will do immediately to get some bookings on your calendar, and then 3 or 4 ideas that you'll use when you get to that party, get to that show, so that you can keep those bookings flowing. You know, it's been said that the woodcutter who stops to sharpen his axe cuts more wood. And so thank you for stopping by our Lessons from Leaders conversation today to sharpen your axe with these important ideas. And be sure to check back right here
for future Conversations podcasts with more direct sales experts here at spiritofsuccess.com. And by the way, if you are looking for additional ways to see significant results in your business, especially if you are in leadership, be sure to contact me about our leadership coaching strategy sessions, because now entering fall is the perfect time for us to partner together to help you reach the promotion goal that you've been seeking or to solve the leadership challenges that you have been facing. I offer a free 15-minute strategy session for those who are seriously considering coaching. It's kind of like a test drive to see if leadership coaching might be right for you. So be sure to connect with me on that. Well, now that your axe has been sharpened, it is time for you to start chopping wood. So until our next conversation, this is Beth Jones Shaw. Thank you so much.